A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tekten Fe Talmud, Nida Samach Beis, Nida 62A. Pagination is 123. And we'll start on the facing page on the last line. And we're dealing with ksamim, stains found on a garment. And in this particular case, we're not positive that it is from the woman and that it is damnida, menstrual blood. It's possible that it's a stain of a different type. And indeed, we had a whole discussion on the top of ksamim called telios. Can we attribute it to something else? Now, there are two considerations in what is described here in this Mishnah regarding detergents, cleansers, that can remove this stain. One concept is a Tumah V'Tayra issue, that this garment has a stain, and if you immerse it in a mikvah to restore it to its tahor status, with the stain in it, it will not become tahor. That's the expression, tovel v'sheretz biyado. A person goes into the mikvah, but he's still holding the source of tuma in his hand. He's holding the rodent, for example, that is the classification of a sheretz. Then he's not going to become tar, because he's still bonded with the source of tuma. And likewise, this garment still has the stain in it. Immersing it in water of mikvah is not necessarily going to make it tahar. I say not necessarily, because what goes through our minds is you're putting it in water, maybe the stain will be removed. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. In any case, usually it requires some scrubbing or a detergent. Our mission is going to describe a vexing stain, a difficult example where the stain's not coming out. And we want to know, which really segues us to the second topic, if it is a nida stain or not. In the extreme example, which we have nowadays, it's not infrequent, is that there's a different stain on a garment or a bedika cloth. And we want to clarify, if it's not a Yelud Isha, if it's not a color coming from a woman, it's not a human-produced stain, so then it's a dye. And a tseva, a dye, is not going to be metame. It's simply not of the origin that we're concerned with. The Mechaber, indeed, Simon Kuf Tzadi, in Yoridei Hochas Nida, Se'if Lamed Aleph, Matza Kesem Ve'en Laba Melitlos. If a person found a stain and does not have anything to attribute it to, Ve'adavar Mesupak, but we're still in doubt. Im Hudam Otseva, if it's blood or a dye of some sort. And that's where our Mishnah comes in and tells us that there are seven detergents or cleansers which, if all of them were used correctly and the stain has not been removed, then you can rest assured that it's not dam, it's not blood. Because no matter what type of blood strength, origin, composite it might be, these seven detergents would have removed it, or at least significantly dimmed it, that it shouldn't have the halachic status of blood. If you did the seven, and whatever happens, you can immerse it at that time. Either it's not blood, or it's blood, and it has been sufficiently dimmed that it's not considered blood anymore. The Mechaber concludes that sif va'achshav ein lanu avara zayin samanim. Nowadays we don't do this. We can't do this. Because we don't know with accuracy what all these names mean. So as we learn them in the Mishnah, we will recognize that some of them we're simply going to translate by self-translation, simply transliterating the Hebrew word and not actually identifying what the cleanser was. The Mishnah begins, Shiva Samonim. There are seven detergents or cleansers. I want to point out something that might run through our minds and realize that's a different topic. The Zayin Mashkim, the seven fluids that are machshir, that if they come in contact with a fruit, they make that fruit prepared to be able to be mekabel tumah, to accept tumah. Until it comes in contact with liquid, it's not going to become tamei. But after it gets one of those seven liquids, it can become tamei. They're outlined in the Mishnah, Machshirim Vav Dalid. And they are, for example, water, dew, wine, oil, etc. Those Zayin Mashkim, it's the number seven, it's the same enumeration, it has nothing to do with these Shiva Samanim, it's a different list, it's a different purpose. But it is a list which might cross our minds. So Shiva Samanim, there's seven cleansers, Ma'avirim Alai Kesem, you put them over this stain with a specific methodology, and that will cleanse it definitively. If it is dam, it'll restore the status to no stain and able to be immersed. Obviously, if you can cleanse the stain out in a different way, certainly do that, and we're fine. And that's what we would do nowadays. If we're not familiar with these names and we wanted to restore it to Tyra, so clean it. But if you're dealing with a vexing stain that's just not coming out, so this is the system that would definitively define it as whether it is or isn't a stain of blood. Nowadays, sometimes on a bedika cloth, we get a stain that doesn't quite sit well with us. Doesn't seem to make sense that it's the routine dam, regular blood. And there are tricks, although they're not really what this Mishnah was describing, but there are tricks to verify a cheyetze hasafik milev hadayon, until the posek is convinced. But sometimes makeup could make it to the bedika cloth, and if that's there, you want to tease it out, verify that that's not part of the presentation of the aid of the bedika check. And sometimes water, saliva, something can help us verify what's from human source and what's an artificial tseva, a dye. In any case, the list of seven goes as follows. Roke, saliva, but it should be tofel, with no taste. So this is something that the Mishnah on today's daf, as we'll get to it, five lines down, will explain, kol shelo to'am klum. He has not yet tasted anything today. Ume grisin, and split bean water. Ume raglayim, and urine. Veneser, uburis, kemunya, va'ashleg. These are the different names. Hitbilu, if they immersed the garment, va'asa agab of Tyrus, and then they used the garment in association with tahar produce, ha'avir olav shiva samanim, you can then do these seven, velo avar, and it didn't get removed, harizetseva, so obviously it's a dye. Hatoros tahoros venitzarach lahatvil. The tyros are tahar, and there's no need for a tevila here. But if you went ahead and associated this garment with tyros, avar oshadia, and the stain later through these seven gets removed, or at least gets faded, hareze kesem, then we have ascertained that it is a stain, v'atiris temeos, and the tyros that associated themselves with the garment before this clarification and removal and a correct immersing in the mikvah, so then they are indeed temeos, v'tzarech lahatvil, and there is need for a correctly done tevila. The end of the Mishnah describes lachas ches, you have to rub it properly between each one after the application, ha'aviron shelo kesidron, and what happens if you did these seven out of order, lo asa v'lo klum, that's not sufficient. There's a specific process that would definitively tell us that any type of human blood that could be concerned, that could cause a concern to us regarding Dan Nida, would be removed. And if you didn't follow the correct formula, it doesn't help. Just as a thought, to take a step back here and realize how precise Chazal were in their knowledge of all potential possible bloods and how these cleansers work, and to make sure that it's done accurately if you want the correct verification results. Just to take a glance into the first words of the Gemara, Tano, we learnt, Neser Alexandris velo Neser Antipatris. It has to be the Alexandrian Neser, but not the other type of Neser. Apparently, all of this was verified and clear to Chazal, and although it's not clear to us, and therefore we'll have to paskin such a shaila with the verification methods available to us as best as we can, but it's quite clear that they did have this clear. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.